Ciao e bentornati a un altro episodio di Italian Grammar Made Easy. Oggi parliamo di aggettivi irregolari. Today we are talking about irregular adjectives in Italian. Iniziamo! When we talk about regular adjectives in Italian, these regular adjectives end in O in verb-base form. For example, the word that you already know, bello, bello, is a regular adjective because in its base form it ends with the letter O, bello, masculine singular. When we go to the feminine singular form, we are going to change that final O to an A. So bello becomes bella. Now to the plural, belli is masculine plural and belle is feminine plural. The focus today is on those adjectives that are not regular. They are irregular because they end in A in verb-base form. So instead of expecting that O, like in bello, you will find an A for the masculine singular form. Let's look at one example to better understand this concept. One classic example is the adjective ottimista. Ottimista. Optimistic. In its base form, it ends with an A and it remains unchanged regardless of gender in the singular form. So we can say Marco è ottimista, Marco is optimistic, or Maria è ottimista, Maria is optimistic. In both cases, my adjective ends with an A. So even when I am talking about Marco, masculine, my adjective keeps that A ending. Marco è ottimista and not ottimisto. Another example is the adjective idealista, idealista, idealistic. Again, when we use it in the singular form, the ending A does not change to an O, because this adjective has an A in its base form, idealista. Lui è idealista, lei è idealista. Saying lui è idealisto with an O is incorrect. The word idealisto does not exist in Italian. So the adjectives that follow this pattern are ottimista, optimistic, pessimista, pessimistic, idealista, idealistic, realista, realistic, materialista, materialistic, minimalista, minimalist, massimalista, maximalist, egoista, selfish, altruista, altruistic, systemista, systematic, tradizionalista, traditionalist, umanista, humanist, entusiasta, enthusiastic. So, what are you noticing here, except for entusiasta? All these adjectives end in ista, ista. So, in most cases, when in Italian you find an adjective that ends in ista, I-S-T-A, that adjective will not change based on gender, masculine, feminine, in its singular form. Now, before you go, if you found this lesson helpful, can you rate and review so that we can help more Italian learners learn about this specific trick, the ista trick, to understand which adjectives have an A in their base form in Italian. Grazie mille, thank you for learning with me today. Ci sentiamo di nuovo settimana prossima. Ciao!